because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome back, folks. Yeah, I want to give you here's a bit of encouraging news coming out of Florida, and Florida's great governor, Ron DeSantis, former congressman, and what a congressman he was, and now he's a great governor. Here's the headline. Ron DeSantis signs executive order banning vaccine passports. Requiring so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports for taking part in everyday life would create two classes of citizens based on vaccinations, says the governor. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made good on his promise to take executive action to stop the highly controversial COVID-19 vaccine passport system currently being created by the Biden regime and corporate interests from being allowed in the state. Now, by the way, this is one of the, you know, lifelines that we have to hang on to, is we as Republicans control, what is the number? Is it 37 or 39 of the 50 state legislatures? And a like number of governorships. There's some power there. There's a little bit of power there, and Ron DeSantis is exercising it right here. In the executive order, let me see if I can get that exact text up. DeSantis writes, quote, requiring so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports for taking part in everyday life, such as attending a sporting event, patronizing a restaurant, or going to a movie theater, would create two classes of citizens based on vaccinations, unquote. He added, it is necessary to protect the fundamental rights and privacies of Floridians and the free flow of commerce in the state, unquote. The executive order declares, quote, no Florida government entity or its subdivisions, agents, or assigns shall be permitted to issue vaccine passports, vaccine passes, or other standardized documentation for the purpose of certifying an individual's COVID-19 vaccination status to a third party, unquote. And then the article continues, which will seemingly cripple Joe Biden's efforts in the state. Now, see, if we can hang on to a shred of freedom in one state here and another state there, there's beauty there in the federal republic system of our government, in which power states, the states that formed the United States, that is, think about it, that is our name, United States, they retained a lot of sovereignty in the states. In fact, they intended to retain a lot more sovereignty than they have been allowed in our lifetimes. But here's Ron DeSantis. If we can, in a few states, do well, here I am in North Dakota. North Dakota is a Trump state all the way. Any politician who wants to bash Trump in North Dakota is toast. We had a senator who did that. What was her name? I've forgotten her name now. Heidi Heitkamp. She was shown the door. And the no Trump basher has raised his or her ugly head in North Dakota since. Biden is planning, the article continues, I'm reading this also off of nationalfile.com. Biden is planning a vaccine passport program led almost entirely by the private sector. In short, the government and doctors will give private health information to a private company acting as a third party, who will then allow this information to be shared via an app or printed out slip of paper. DeSantis, however, continued, quote, businesses in Florida are prohibited from requiring patrons or customers to provide any documentation certifying COVID-19 vaccination or post-transmission recovery to gain access to, entry upon, or service from the business, unquote. And, quote, all executive agencies under my direction shall work to ensure business says comply with this order, unquote. See, now this is Trumpian in its beauty and its scope and its wisdom. Ron DeSantis is a true Trumpian. On Twitter, DeSantis revealed that he is working with the Florida legislature to make these protections permanent. Quote, the legislature is working on making, which is a Republican one there in Florida, on making permanent these protections for Floridians, and I look forward to signing them into law soon, wrote DeSantis. Now, as this news gets out, you can count the thousands of people that are going to be loading the wife and kids and luggage into their station wagon and heading for Florida. For many people, that to have a governor like that, and to live in a state where there's some protection for your God-given rights, worth getting in the car and moving. DeSantis promised to take this action shortly after National File published a report outlining Biden's plans for a vaccine passport system, as illustrated in the establishment newspaper, The Washington Post. He, DeSantis, becomes the first governor to take a stand against what many have compared to medical tyranny sponsored by both the Biden regime and corporate America. Multiple Republicans have also spoken publicly against the vaccine passport system, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Hear, she's a good one. Noem has yet to pursue any type of executive order protecting the people of her state. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has created legislation that would both terminate Anthony Fauci's government pay. I love that. Essentially firing him as a government employee, and also ban vaccine passports at the federal level. So, well, you know, South Dakota is mentioned there, talking about passports and documents people are required to carry. Does anybody out there in listener land know when South Dakota, for the first time, required that South Dakota drivers carry a driver's license from the state of South Dakota? Does anybody know when? How recently? And I'll just give you a clue. It's in my lifetime. I was born in 1948. In my lifetime, the citizens, the free and sovereign citizens of South Dakota, drive around South Dakota with nary a document in their wallet. You didn't have to have permission to drive around South Dakota. The year, I wrote it down here, I was 6 years old, 1954. South Dakota was the last state to require a driver's license. But that us older folks can tell you younger folks, this whole business of having to have permission to do anything and everything, having to wear a mask everywhere, having to bend over and take it, that's new. That didn't exist when we were younger. Americans didn't bend over and take it. And so that's our encouraging message to you, is you can stand up. You don't have to bend over. You can stand up. And when somebody tells you to bend over, you can punch them in the nose. The metaphorically speaking, and which is required on radio. You have to speak metaphorically. So that's a good article. Good. Hear, hear. Three cheers and one more for Ron DeSantis. I just watched it. You know, we used to have art, too. A lot of things are going away. I was just watching HMS Pinafore, the operetta by Gilbert and Sullivan yesterday. And that was one of the lines in there. I actually played the role of Rafe Rackstraw, the able-bodied seaman, the deckhand in that story. And that at one point, the crew is singing, three cheers and one cheer more for the captain of the HMS Pinafore. Oh, the art was great. You know, that's what Donald Trump is all about. That those times when we had great, when our civilization was great and we loved it and we defended it, and we can have that back. Now, let me throw another burning, flaming log on the fire of doom and gloom, which I neglected in my list of what's wrong and why America may be toast. And that is the ascendancy of communist China. This is something, speaking of my youth and the way things used to be, this is utterly new. It changes everything. In all of my life, 72 years now, prior to the Biden administration, China, or thereabouts, America and Western civilization were preeminent everywhere in the world, on every continent, in every field. Western European civilization, our people, were preeminent in everything. And so we had a sort of a we had a protection of our civilization. Our civilization itself was not in doubt. We could have a tough scrap. We could have problems along the way. But our civilization, the very existence of our civilization, was never in doubt in our lifetimes. That is, people like myself, older people. That's changed now. We've got a new thing. You got to recalibrate, because the rise of China, thank you, Bill Clinton, thank you, Hillary, thank you for promoting communist China to the World Trade Organization. Thank you, traitors, communists, for building up our enemy. The greatest theft of property and intellectual and material in the history of the world. Transfer of our jobs and our wealth to China. The outcome here, folks, is that on the list of gloom and doom things is that the U.S. Navy itself has stated they can't control the Pacific. The Western Pacific is not part of any kind of American lake anymore. I don't know where the line is. I don't know if there is a line. Maybe is the line Long Beach Harbor and San Francisco Bay? Is that about as far as our Navy can protect out into the project power into the Pacific? I'm only being a little bit facetious. The Chinese, we're looking at a situation where China may be the strongest military power on Earth. Now, a Biden administration is headed in that direction. They are surely going to slash the military budget. They are surely going to weed out the patriots in the U.S. military. They've announced it. They've stated they're doing it. Traitor generals at the top of our military have said we are going to suspend, what was the verb they used? a military term for freezing or suspending military activities until they have combed through the entire ranks of the U.S. military to find any patriots and get rid of them. Comb through their social posts, their emails, their everything, what they've said, what any record that they can produce, hearsay or otherwise, and get rid of patriotic, red-blooded Americans in our military. So they're going to slash the military budget, get rid of the patriots, promote the traitor generals like this one that Biden has as his top general, this horrible guy. What's his name? I can't even remember his name. And they are going to continue to build up Red China. China intends to control space. They have already claimed the moon and Mars as Chinese territory. And trust me, when they land something, they've already landed something on the moon. Have they landed something on Mars? I don't think they have. But they have landed things on the moon. You didn't see that in your headlines, did you? The controlled press doesn't want you to know China's about to put astronauts on the moon. And when they put their astronauts on the moon, you know what they're going to do? Unlike our dumb bunny American astronauts, they're going to claim the moon. They're going to stick their Chinese flag in the China, in the moon soil, and they're going to stake their claim. This belongs to China. And anybody who disagrees, all right, let's take it out to the parking lot. That's the way the Chinese will treat it. These are communist devils. Are they willing to cause untold? Are they willing to engage in world war? Of course. They're communists. Does slaughter deter them in any way? No, of course not. They're slaughtering people right now. They've been slaughtering people since when was the Chinese Communist Revolution? In 48? When they took over China from the nationalists? Thank you, Adolf Hitler, for making that happen. Thank you for World War II, you idiot. You gave us communist China, among other things. You gave us a resurgent Soviet Union. So, no, no communist regime has any qualms about killing numberless people. Pol Pot in Cambodia, he didn't mind if every single Cambodian died. Stalin, read your Solzhenitsyn. Stalin killed for the joy, the thrill of mass murder. These are evil incarnate. These people are pure evil. And that's what we now have such an administration. We have a Stalin now. We have a Castro. We have our own Pol Pot. Update my screen here just a little bit. My message board open here when somebody calls in at 512-248-8252. Eager to get your call. If you call, I'll put you right. I won't make you wait a minute. 512-248-8252. Anybody that wants to comment on my reflections on, first of all, if somebody wants to call in and encourage me, I could use it. Let me know something hopeful, and or if you want to call in and say, hey, Kelso, good to hear you finally saying, you know, hey, it's not too pretty. And of course, it's not new for me. I've realized all these things all along with all of you who've noted the horror of all these things. By the way, that word horror is a good one. Because what we're descending, and this is also new, Russ, this is we're heading into not only a police state, but a terror state. And where the terrorists are in control of our government. Joe Biden is a terrorist. Camel Nose Harris is a terrorist. So is Pelosi and Schumer. And the evil, you can see it in their eyes, you can hear it in their voices. It's manifest. with those with eyes to see, ears to hear. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag of
okay,
the
folks,
liberty
bell. I've got something to make your day. I found it during the break here. We've got Don in Arizona and Wayne in Texas. I'm going to put you guys right on, but I've got a real treat for both of you. We'll let the treat wait. We'll go to Don in Arizona first, then Wayne. Don, you're on the air.
About Stalin, he liked to kill people, and he killed just about everybody. He killed all his best friends before it was over. Another thing he liked to do was he liked his best friend's wife. He would kidnap her and make her turn her into a sex slave and just rape her and then kill her and then kill the guy. I mean, he killed everybody. At the end of his life, they could not get a doctor to take care of him because he killed all his doctors. He was a killer.
Yes, and all communists are killers. It's really right. What they are. They aren't people that believe in like a different political system and they have a different theory. That's not what a communist is. The communists of history, the communists of today are evil people. The world always has scum. They're evil we have with us always. And that evil gravitates to communist undertakings. These things existed before communism, the word was invented. Communism, I'm really, really using here as a synonym for evil. And I've got a clip I'm going to play for you, Don, and also for Wayne, who's up next. But let me turn the microphone back to you, Don, for more commentary. Then we're going to Wayne. Then I'm going to go to a clip, folks, of a pastor in a church who's confronting cops who have invaded his church. This is in Canada, in, I believe, Alberta, Canada. And it'll make your Easter, folks, to hear this pastor. It's very appropriate on Easter to hear this pastor addressing cops who waltz into his church in uniform with their weapons. And I'm not going to spoil it here. I want you to hear what the pastor successfully says to these cops and what he does.
I've seen that, Mr. Kelso, not to hurt your feelings, but I've already seen that a couple of times.
Okay, great. Well, and isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And that preacher has the I wish we had some senators that were like, have that kind of guts and stuff, right?
Yeah, this pastor, I don't know what the kind of church it is, just a Christian church, but he is the kind of man that we and woman that all of us should become. This guy has it right. He's got, I'll set the stage for you, folks, and we'll play it for Wayne as well. There are about 10 cops who have waltzed into this guy's church, into this pastor's church, uninvited, and they're in uniform, and they got their stupid masks on, and they're trying to intimidate this pastor. And the pastor, as far as I can tell, is all by himself, just one guy. And
he had the law on his side. The Canadian law says that no cop can ever break up a church service. He knew he had the law on his side. So.
Yes, and the police are all white. They're all, otherwise handsome-looking people. You know, they appear to have been born with a brain and, the gifts of our civilization. But they're being used for evil. And
if you watch, some of those cops are nodding when that guy's saying that. Some of them are nodding, and that one blonde just keeps on trying to drone on and talk to him. He says, "Out, out, out."
Let me play it. Let me play it now.
Okay, I'll get off. I'll get off.
I'll play it. No, Don, thank you very much. I'm glad you've seen it. I'm going to play it for everybody, including for Wayne. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, are you there? Come in, Wayne, in Texas.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for calling, Wayne. I was getting lonely waiting for you to call. Now, can I play this up? You've got the microphone. It's all yours. And then we're going to go to Vaughn in Ohio after you, Wayne. But you'll have plenty of time to talk. We've got a lot of show left here. And I'm getting better. I'm getting better at not making you wait.
You've come a long way, James.
Yeah, that's true. It's Easter, and I'm going to try to reform myself. So let me play this tape for you. Have you heard this incident in Canada?
No, I've not.
Okay, you're going to really enjoy this. Here it goes. And just to set the stage, there are about 10 cops in this church. As soon as this break finishes, I'll start up this tape. Stay tuned.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245.
Broad at the shoulder. With a great golf swing, by the way. Hey, we're back. And we got plenty of time here to enjoy. The rest of the show is going to be about churches on Easter, because I got three clips lined up for you, three stories. You're going to love them. One from the Canada, the pastor you're about to hear, you're going to love it. Wayne, you're going to love it. Vaughn in Ohio, you're going to love it. Everybody. Then after that, we're going to hear from Britain, a Catholic Good Friday service that was interrupted by cops in England. And then we're going to go to France for more patriots in another Catholic Church, and a patriot, let me find this story here, a patriot Archbishop of Lille, L-I-L-L-E, France, and they've got a great cathedral there. You want to view that while France is still France. Here we go. Let's start with the pastor in Canada. You're going to love this story. As I said, there are about 10 cops who entered his church. They pushed up into the pews. They're in full uniform. They've got their stupid masks on. But they otherwise are handsome people. They're probably good people who, you know, they got They've been sucked into the system. But as our previous caller mentioned, some of them are nodding in agreement with the pastor. And listen to what the pastor has to say. Here he comes. You're gonna think this is make-believe. It's so good.
Please get out. Get out of this property immediately. Get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out of this property. Immediately out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths.
Now, I just interrupted it there. The police have left the church, and they're now making it back to the sidewalk. And and by the way, the lady who's leading the cops has jack boots on. She is actually wearing jack boots. A pretty blonde, you know. There may be some hope for these people, but not in their current mental state. And I love this pastor. Let's go on just a little bit more because he gives a little more commentary.
Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here.
Now, this is a Polish guy. Don't you dare coming back here. I mean, I love this guy.
Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me. Wow. Wow. How dare they? How dare they? Sick people. Sick people. Unbelievable. We're living in a takeover, a total takeover of the government with their fags, goons, the brown shirts, the Gestapo wannabe dictators coming to the church with armed with guns and tasers and handcuffs to intimidate during Passover celebration? Well, I guess that's what it is. They want to enslave us all like the Egyptians did. They want to be pharaohs of today. That's what they're doing. Unbelievable. People, if you're not wake up, stand up. Wow, I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow if Canadians will not rise up. Look what is happening in Germany. Germany is taken over by fascism again. The wannabe Hitlers are already ruling. You cannot even leave from one city to another. It's a total lockdown. If you will not be vaccinated like a dog or a cat, you will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to go to school or work. Is that the future you want? Is that what you want for your children and your grandchildren? Seriously, is that the future of Canada? That's the future of Canada? Wow. Unbelievable. Friends, you gotta join the fight. We have rallies. We are meeting every week, and we need numbers. We need to stand up against them, and we need to file lawsuits against their craziness right now, while we still have that window of opportunity. Because if we don't do it now, I don't think we're going to have tomorrow. Our rights are being taken away from us so quickly, it's unbelievable. The Gestapo.
Wow. Wow. That's the first time I've heard that. Wayne, didn't you love that?
Oh, yeah, sure thing, James. He really voiced the frustration from probably tens of millions of people in Canada, U.S., and other places in the world. And what he did was very smart, though. He took control of the situation. He did not allow these guys to perform their normal procedures and get him in a tough situation, because he was asking questions like, where's the warrant? What law was broken, you know? And I think that's what really has to happen, is take control. And I think there was a famous case of a Buffalo, New York gym owner that did exactly that with some code enforcers. He and his people in his room were just, you know, really let him have it. And these code enforcers, you know, after a few minutes just turned in and just ran out, you know, just didn't run out, but they just turned and said, hey, there's no future here. We're just going to get on out of here. So that's what he did very good.
Yeah, to back up what you said, when what you can't see, folks, unless you're seeing things, what you could hear but not see is that the lady who was leading these cops, pretty young lady, but not pretty inside, she would try to say something, and then this guy, his name is, mangle the Polish here, Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, Pawlowski, and anybody who's has commanded Polish, correct my pronunciation, but Pastor, what a hero, Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, he faced off against her, and you heard him say it, Wayne. He says, not a word, not a word. She would try to speak. He said, not a word. I don't want to hear from you. Not a word. Get out now. And he just endlessly said, get out now. And what a gutsy guy. He advanced on the police. He was walking forward with taking a selfie of himself and or of the police. He was holding his cell phone probably. And I don't think these cops had ever seen a guy with this kind of guts. Because he was facing them down, saying, get out of our church here on a holy day. You have the guts to come in here with guns and handcuffs, no search warrant, no cause, nothing. And he just drove them out of his church. I mean, that is just a beautiful moment. Now, and Wayne, I love your comments.
I think he could have been... maybe he was preaching from Ephesians, you know, put on the full armor of God, and he had it going, you know, and he made sure he put it to good use against them. But I know we run out of time. Let me get to two things real quick, James.
Sure.
You talk about some of the key issues coming up in the elections in 2022-24, and there's two things I see not being addressed, not at all, and if it is, very, very little, and that is the continued attack in the mainstream media, politics, and military on white males especially. And you're also seeing it in critical race theory and just the outright demonization of us guys that follow that demographic. And, you know, and in talking to John Stadtmiller about it, he brought up a great point that, you know, they're really trying to get us at each other's throats, black and white, but the real, you know, the real instigator is, you know, the anti-American types in the media and politics that we really have to focus on. And the reason I called today was Charles Barkley, you know, the NBA player.
Yes.
Sometimes he talks trash, but sometimes he comes out with some real wisdom. And if you let me, if I could just say a couple sentences, because he was quoted on the show about what's happening here and addresses this very subject. And what Barkley says is, man, I think most white people and black people are great people, Barkley said. I really believe that in my heart, our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp on power and money. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart, most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid to follow follow politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And there's a little bit more to it, but he just nails it all right there. And just like John Stadtmiller said the other day, it's this is where the real blowback has to be, you know, against these people trying to keep us divided, because it's a primary tenet of the communist rules for revolution: keep people at each other's throats based on race and other goofball issues. Had you heard that one, James?
You're here. I hadn't heard the Barclay quote. That's brilliant. Very fitting in this context. Much appreciated. And what I'm going to do, we're going to, you know, after you, we're going to go to another great caller, Vaughn in Ohio, but I'm going to play or go to two more articles, this time Catholic churches. And by the way, that Polish church, I don't know, it might have been Catholic, I don't know. But he's listed as pastor, Paloski. And of course, Poland is a very largely Catholic nation. And I'll tell you, whatever they're doing with their kids, with raising their kids in Poland, folks, I say, let's do more of that, because they're raising a different breed of men in Poland. I mean, we gotta produce some guys like Pastor Paloski. I mean, that guy is fearless. And I did, we got to see a picture of him. He's like a middle-aged man, with a short beard and wearing a suit and a tie. And man, I'll tell you, that's a man's man right there.
Sure thing. Hey, James, one more point and I'll get off so Vaughn can get on. But the other big issue is the vote fraud that we saw, you know, just across the board in many, many states the last election. And again, no one is really talking about that except Mike Lindell and some of the videos he's done. But until the fraud is really rooted out and exposed and really dealt with publicly, this is going to be an exercise in futility. And one good example is, I think, on Maria Bartiromo's show today. She was talking about, I believe, H.R. 1, that new bill that they want to pass, push through to change our voting rules, has a phrase in there or a clause where it says that someone will be eligible to vote due to any interaction with government. So if they go to like a community college or have any kind of benefits they get or maybe need a medical procedure, at some point they can be registered to vote, and that includes millions of illegal aliens.
Yes.
Millions. So yeah. When you add up that particular feature, that's why this vote coming up in the Senate on that particular item is so critical. And I hope people really look into this and get some background, because, again, if that goes through, then it's over. Yeah, I don't see any way we can overcome millions of illegals coming and voting and then all the vote fraud on top of it, because it's not being rooted out and addressed by the people it should be.
Yeah, so perfectly stated by you. And I didn't add that to my list. Yes, reasons that those of you that are out there that think it is over already, you know, the war has been fought and we lost. There's one reason, one thing bolstering your view is that the voter fraud, not only do we not have a border, we don't have elections. I mean, as weak a system as democracy is, which our founders did not intend us to have to live under, we don't even have democracy. We have vote fraud. And with vote fraud, as Wayne says, we're toast. We've got nothing. And the only, and to show you how thin the thread is from which we hang, in the Senate, Republicans holding 50 seats, including clowns like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse, with 50 votes, the only way they can stop a Democrat filibuster-defying vote, because the Democrats have 50-plus Kamala Harris, so they win on any vote. They can win at the snap of a finger by Chuck Schumer. The only way the Republicans can win is by all 50, every single Republican has to refuse to enter the Senate chambers so that there is no quorum present. And that requires every single Republican, including these clowns like Romney, led by this super clown McConnell, they have to all show some balls and not enter the chambers, so the Democrats can, gnash their teeth in the Senate chamber, but they will not have a quorum. They cannot call a vote without a quorum. But if one single Republican, like Romney, walks in the door, they have a quorum, and bang, there you go. H.R. 1, exactly. Voting is totally erased in America. And our control over our future is gone. However, our movement is not gone. Let me say this on the optimistic side, folks. Even if they steal our country away from us, even if they pass H.R. 1, et cetera, our movement doesn't go away. Donald Trump recognizes he is the leader of that movement. We, like the Polish people, like this guy Pawlowski, I think the Poles know how to fight. And they're used to being, you know, on their backs. You know, they suffered under communism. They suffered in World War II. These people know how to fight back, like the Baltic peoples. So that's the kind of a, you know, we then go to our plan B and our plan C of resistance.
Yeah. Hey, James, just remember this. Bring on some of those South African people. Ask them how this all happened to them down there. We're seeing the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wayne, as always. After the break, we go to Vaughn in Ohio.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but
first.
All right, folks, we got 5 minutes left here to rebuild America first. And we've got Vaughn with us in Ohio. Vaughn, thank you for calling.
Kelso, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. And let me just give one more piece. I promised to cover these Catholic churches in Britain and France. I'll just try to summarize it real quickly. Here's a patriot. Here's a story here. The Archbishop of Lille, Laurent Ulrich, spoke out against the government's restrictions, calling them arbitrary, told the priests under him to welcome all believers into their churches. And he presides at Notre-Dame de la Trée Cathedral in Lille, France, which is at the very northern tip of the French hexagon. And it's a octagon, I guess. And it's right up against the Belgian border. And let me go to the story here. The father of that church said that he and his colleagues take in multiple groups of 30 people into the church, which typically holds around 1,200 people. Right. And he says, over the weekend, the French Council of State, France's highest administrative court, ordered the government to the French are fighting back. Hundreds of protesters gathered in various cities, including as many as 600 in Versailles and 400 in Nantes this weekend. And then that's a good story there from France, the Archbishop there in Lille. And here's a story from Britain. Showing London police interrupting a Good Friday service at a Polish Catholic church in London, threatening Christians with fines unless they dispersed. The Metropolitan Police interrupted Friday evening liturgy of the Lord's Passion service at Christ the King Polish Roman Catholic Church in Balham, Wandsworth, for being, quote, unlawful under coronavirus lockdown restrictions. And the cops have actually walked into the church, gone up to the altar with their arms crossed like tough guys and a tough chick. And they're telling all the Catholic parishioners they have to get out of their own church or face being fined and arrested. Wow. That was this Easter. So go ahead, Vaughn, the microphone's yours.
Yeah, that almost, that's mind-boggling, what's going on in this world today.
Yeah, this is some situation we're in. And, it's good to be able to meet together here once a week here at the Trump Clubhouse. And I try to bring some encouragement. Today, the encouragement was the Polish fellow. And, I mean, he said it all. We just need more guys like him. And I know out in our audience there are some of you who are like him. We'll all meet up again next Sunday. See you then, folks. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.